Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Murray Lee, and I'm co-director of the Institute of Criminology here at the University of Sydney. Just before we begin proceedings today, I'd like to acknowledge and pay respect to the traditional owners of the land on which we meet, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. It's upon their ancestral lands that the University of Sydney is built. As we share our knowledge, teaching, learning, and research practices within this university, may we also pay respect to the knowledge embedded forever within the Aboriginal custodians of the country. Thank you. So as I say, I'd like to welcome you here on behalf of the University of Sydney Law School and the Sydney Institute of Criminology. We hold regular conferences and seminars such as this, and we value the participation of both the public, the government sector and the private sector in those seminars and in the sharing of knowledge that goes with them. We've also got a little bit of a setup over at the door there on the table if you'd like more information about the Institute. The key question for today's seminar is, how is it possible to design, or is it possible to design neighbourhoods to prevent and reduce crime? At the offset, it's probably worth stating that most of us in this room would at least think there's some capacity in being able to reduce crime through design, through the way in which we think about, build and conceptualise housing. So most of our guests share, I think, a belief that this is possible. The really strong thing about today's seminar is how many experts we have speaking who have an array of interdisciplinary competencies in thinking about these questions, thinking about these issues, and I'm sure that in sharing these we're all going to learn much more than we already know about designing crime out, as it were, and a whole range of other things in relation to crime-free housing. So in advance, I'd like to thank our expert speakers who are speaking today. And I'd also like to thank Garner Clancy, who's been working with the Institute in putting seminars like this one together, and whose work was absolutely foremost in putting this particular seminar together today. Many of you will be familiar with Garner's tireless work in the area of crime prevention. I think it's with that great respect that Garner has also agreed to chair the session for today, to chair the sessions and to introduce each of our speakers. So without any further ado, I'd like to hand over to Garner, who will chair the day and introduce the speakers. Thank you.
Thank you, Murray. I'm just going to say a few words and we'll get into the topic at hand. Firstly, can I thank in advance, and I will thank again at the end, the presenters. A lot of effort goes into preparing for presentations of this nature, and for some of them it's been quite a way to travel to get here today. Shane's come from Brisbane. They've also put up with the multitude of emails that I've sent them in recent days, making sure we're ready for today. Can I also thank Delph and Len Lease for supporting this event? Their contribution, financial contribution, has made it possible. Federation Press have also provided us with books for the presenters at the end of the day, so thank you to them. In terms of basic housekeeping, you'll see that we are trying to record this event. We're trying to capture both some video output so that we can put that on the website of the Institute, but we're also recording the sort of vocal tracks that will go up as MP3s. So I'm told there'll be MP3s and MP4s available at some point. Don't ask me what that means, but it means you can use them in different ways, I believe. The agenda today is before you, but you'll see that we're going to keep to a fairly strict time frame. The arrangement is that each speaker will talk for 20 to 25 minutes and then we'll give them opportunities to answer any questions from the floor. My role is really to keep us on track, and that's the sort of task at hand. We're going to keep people to their time. Can I say I'm really excited by the collection of speakers today? What we tried to do in structuring this was think about the sort of diversity of perspectives. Now, we could have made this a full day event or a couple of day event and really had many more people speaking, but in the sort of time we've got available, we've got a public housing, a public policy perspective. We've got some research analysis about current events, in particular housing estates. And then we've got the sort of the private perspective. What's happening in the private sphere is a great interest, and hopefully some of the lessons learnt on both sides of the fence will sort of cross-fertilise ideas both in the public housing and private housing world. We thought it was timely to have a look at these issues. There are obviously a number of seminars over the years that have focused on these similar concerns, but we thought it was timely with the sort of focus around social housing at a federal level, the sort of money pouring into this area. We thought it was timely because there seems to always be some rather negative press around public housing estates and crime. We wanted to sort of tease out a few issues associated with that. And we're really pleased this is an interdisciplinary sort of perspective brought to you today. People come from quite different backgrounds, different views, so hopefully there'll be quite a good exchange of different perspectives. We've tried to acknowledge that design is an issue, but so are social services, so is the support provided to people in communities. And through Chris's work, we also get a chance to consider how tenancy management fits into this scheme and fits into this whole concern. We'll take a break for afternoon tea and I'll then point out where the facilities are. I won't do that now because you'll get lost. The wayfinding in this building is difficult. So when it comes to afternoon tea, I'll point out where you need to go and hopefully you'll find it. So without further delay, I'm going to call upon Galina. I'm not going to give a long sort of explanation about who individuals are because their bios are provided on each of your seats, so you've got a bit of information about each.